Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, now our offer to you, those of us who are on the DJV program, is to spend an hour talking about the big hits, the News Talk Radio hits, according to Talkers Magazine this past week, charts for the week of November 1st to the 5th, with all the stories, the top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list, some new entrants, some repositioning of stories that we've been talking about off and on for the past year or so. A lot of things stay the same, but yet they change. So let's go through with the ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all my pals and cohorts from the DJV program with their comments as we move through the top 10. Let me just go through quickly the list, and then let's go back and pick some things out that stand out with regard to some of these things. At number 10, our relationship with China and other foreign nations. Number 9, the weather and the climate, etc. The abortion situation at 8 in Texas. Immigration reform, number 7. Investigation into January 6th, number 6, appropriately. A lot of rage, a lot of crime stories this past week. Violence, that sort of thing, like what happened down in Mexico. People are talking about that. Number 4, the Biden budget and trying to get those bills passed. Number 3, COVID and related stories. Number 2, the politics. There's some school board issues that are being talked about a lot. And then the elections, number 1, the result of the off, what they call off-year elections. So with that in mind, ladies, let's go back to number 10 for a moment. The Pentagon is reviewing and has found no violation of any law in the drone attack that killed 10 Afghanistani citizens. I guess there was an independent Pentagon investigation into the drone strike that accidentally killed 10 civilians in August. But investigating yourself.
I know. I was going to say. It's not like those typically go somewhere. I think they have to go through to see what went wrong.
It's kind of procedural, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is very procedural when something like that happens.
Well, what good is the report if it's classified?
Right. And does it bring people back? Not necessarily. You know, there aren't going to be any charges filed against anybody. So to come out and say it's a tragic accident.
Window dressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But,
theater.
You know, why? Why did we have to be in this situation to begin with? And I think this week probably one of... As we talk about, we go through the list, and the biggest stories is the election, and there is a direct correlation between Biden's kind of tanking approval rating and the withdrawal from Afghanistan. People were really taken back by how that was handled, and the drone strike that killed 7 kids, I think, is a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, yeah. So while we're there, though, here's something that's pretty disgusting. At least that's the way I feel about it. The Biden administration approving the sale of $650 million worth of arms to the Saudis, supposedly to help the country defend itself against some of the Yemenis who are attacking. I don't know. I just have a bad taste.
Well, that group from Iran has been... I'm with you. Like, I know that there are necessary evils, but I know... They're still seen, and we've talked about it, too, on DJV regularly, no matter who the incoming president is, right? Everybody always says we have to be tough on Saudi Arabia. And then something happens behind closed doors. It doesn't matter what party you're in. It just something seems to happen where someone sits someone down and says, okay, we can't ostracize them. We need them. And I don't really fully understand why, but I guess they are still seen as a stabilizing force in the Middle East and, I guess, an ally to us. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me happy.
Well, but they bring stability to the region where Iran is out of control, and it's the only excuse. I mean, we've talked about this before. It's something that we all agree on, no matter where
there's
we are.
Two excuses.
Well,
the oil.
Yes, oil, but also the stability. We didn't need the oil as much under Trump. We need it now because of Biden kind of taking away our energy independence in this country. But I think the stability that they provide in the Middle East, they use that as a tool to get everything that they want. Can't disrupt them.
You know,
and so every president that goes in, it's kind of like the aliens, right? Everybody says they're going to go in and
I'm going to tell everybody about the aliens.
Right, to classify all this stuff, and then it's like, well, maybe not. No.
Yep.
But you said something interesting, Jennifer. Well, you're always saying something interesting, as are all of you, but the idea about energy independence that really was started or got into full throttle when Obama was president, because we had, for the first time in a long time, we were energy independent. We were producing enough oil and gas on our own to not have to buy any from any other sources. And I wonder what happened to that during the Trump years. Why did that slow down?
It didn't. We were energy independent under Trump. The only state that wasn't was California. It was Biden stopping the pipelines that have and upping the production coming from OPEC that has made us not energy independent.
What pipelines did he stop? All the 86 pipelines across the country.
He shut down Keystone and a couple of others, I think.
That's not really accurate. It's the planned pipeline, which wasn't even running yet. That XL part of the Keystone pipeline is what he stopped the production of that, but it wasn't flowing
yet. But what cost to us?
Well, why didn't they just run it? The controversy was about running it under a lake
on Indian territory.
It wasn't
even fully built yet, so that theory doesn't really check out.
I don't know. Yeah.
It seems to be whenever they put pipelines somewhere, it's like they choose the most fragile part of land.
Seems silly, doesn't it?
I don't get it.
It does. Right. Okay. At number six, the investigation into January 6th, there's a rioter who bragged that she wouldn't go to jail. But
this lady was
worked.
Trending. she was trending on social media because
Jennifer Lee Ryan.
She made such ridiculous statements like, well, I'm white and I'm blonde and I have a good job and I have a good future. And so no one's going to put me in jail. And it's like, well, you begin your sentence later. In January.
Mm-hmm. How long does she go to jail? A couple of years?
2 months. No, two months.
Well, that's not a big deal.
Well, I wouldn't want to go to jail for 2 months.
Well, it depends on which jail you go to. There are
really? I think any jail would be terrible for 2 months.
Unless
although
the situation
like fancy resort ones.
I don't know.
It wouldn't be.
You guys seem a lot more willing
choice.
To go away to prison
the
than
hidden, the hidden ones that only billionaires know about.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like Mary
where
in
Mike
Illinois.
The situation went.
Yeah, that guy, he seemed to do all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Number three. This week, the COVID situation is something that we can spend probably 3 or 4 minutes on, which we will do right after these words here on the Talk Radio Review.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife? Wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to light lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Talk radio review, a roundup of the thoughts that my DJV colleagues have, and me too. Every week, the DJV program on Monday through Friday with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner discussing the issues of the day, the people of the day, the events of the day, what's happening, in other words, from our perspective. And so we take this time, this hour, to go through specifically the stories that Talkers Magazine has listed at talkers.com from their research, talking to radio stations, the program Talk, and the hosts themselves. What's the big deal this week, or what are the big deals this week? We post them also on our social media at DJV Show and on our website as well. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. So at number, I want to set aside, I think if we only spend a couple of minutes on COVID, we give it short shrift. I think number five is something we ought to spend a few moments on. It's about crime and violence, and I'm reminded of the situation in Cancun, but also the story in Iowa this week about the teenagers who killed their teacher, and what in the world they've been charged with, first-degree murder, a Spanish teacher who taught at their school. It's this kind of stuff.
They murdered their teacher?
They murdered their teacher.
Ugh.
Yes, right.
Yep. What's going on in Iowa? This is in Iowa, you said, right?
Yeah, Iowa. Yep.
So what's going on? Because earlier this week on the show, we talked about how Iowa in 1 year went from being one of the best, safest driving states to the number one most dangerous,
yeah,
with DUIs and citations and speeding tickets in 1 year. I mean, that's like, what happened in Iowa?
Fairfield, Iowa. Teachers they've been there for a long time, 66 years old. Noema Graber was her name, so she was somehow or other reported missing this week, and then a couple of 16-year-old boys were apparently found to have been responsible for her death, charged with first-degree murder, first-degree homicide, charged as adults, and you wonder, yeah, again, what obviously the students at the high school were all sent home, classes have been canceled, but the complaint says that they killed her in a park near the school. And, you know, you wonder...
For what? And no reason? Just, like...
Apparently they posted...
There's a reason.
Did they
details about
Spanish
planning the killing on social media.
Like,
yeah. Oh, but, I mean, how stupid are they? They posted the fact that they were going to kill her on social media.
That's awful. Okay. What is going on with high school students? There's a high school in Bedford, Ohio, that they are staying on remote learning for a little bit until they can figure out what to do because there's so much violence among the students at the school.
A lot of violence in high schools here in Massachusetts. In my hometown, Framingham, they've had fights. We never used to. I taught in the high school. We didn't have any fights about anything. That was a long time ago, though. Maybe things have changed. There are too many kids in the school. Frankly, we've had a surge of illegal immigration into this community and into this state. And so they all have to be sent to school, and they're not getting along with the regular population. Sounds like being in prison, you know, the gen population. They just are not getting along. They don't speak the language. They don't seem to be able to assimilate or get in, and yet it's our obligation to give them a place in school. And I think some of the kids resent it, frankly. I don't know that for a fact, but I just kind of get that sense from talking to some of the people here. There's a resentment of what kind of treatment they're getting, and it's not their fault. They aren't being brought into it, although, you know, the parents maybe, whatever the expectations are when they get here, aren't being fulfilled. And so it's really causing knife fights and stuff. When somebody brought a gun to school, you know, that's the question. What is going on here? And what are the reasons for it? Food for thought. It's 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour. This is our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio from the perspective of three big talkers. Well, maybe four if my name gets thrown about with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Right now, Jay has an overview of the some of the things that people are saying on social media. That's her bailiwick, or one of them anyway. DJV social media at DJV show, facebook.com/DJV show. So what do we have for comments from our listeners, Jay, on various issues?
Oh, all kinds of things. So regarding air rage, John Nielsen says those idiots should be permanently banned from flying any airline. It's become all too common of an occurrence. And yes, for sure it has. Carrie Vivida tweeted that violent or otherwise overly aggressive passengers should be banned for life. Brandy Baskey believes law enforcement of some type should be on every flight, adding it should not be up to flight attendants to handle people of like this.
That's what we
said
when we were talking about this. Yeah. Put the air marshals on the planes in America.
Or hire private security if the air marshals, you know, aren't available.
But what does this say about us? If we have such egotists, I'm more important than everybody else, so you have to treat me differently. Yeah, screw you. Sit down and shut up.
Oh, there's a great video going around of a woman who is not wearing a mask on a flight. The flight attendant keeps telling her she has to put the mask on. She won't sit down. She's saying that she asked the guy sitting next to her for his vaccine card, and he can't show it to her. And she's like, because it's not vaccinated. She's having this whole big episode of a moment. And the flight attendant is like, it's not mandatory to be vaccinated to fly. However, it is mandatory for you to wear a mask. Well, the pilot finally comes out very calmly, is like, we treat everybody with loyalty and respect, and we respect each other on this flight. Clearly, you don't know how to do that, so I'm going to ask you to leave. And just kept his calm composure. It was really a great video. We'll get that
to leave
on
the
DJ
plane at 35,000 feet.
No, they hadn't. No, they hadn't taken off.
Step off, please.
And she's saying, like, you're violating my rights. I should be able to change seats. And it was one where they bought specific seats. A whole big thing.
God.
Moving on, though, Brian Laundry possibly dying by suicide before the manhunt even began. People are giving their thoughts. Lynn Smith questions if his family could be charged with anything. Philip Bryan echoes Lynn's sentiments, saying he wonders if obstruction of justice will come into play with the parents. And
good
Susan
question.
Ortiz, yeah, mm-hmm. And Susan Ortiz said, well, he's going to Hades anyway.
You're out of hell.
I just,
I wonder if, like, if they knew he was going out to kill himself or what. I mean, if they knew he was going to kill themselves, wouldn't they try to stop it? Wouldn't you not want your kid to be dead sitting in a swamp somewhere?
Right. And it's weird that they went for the walk, you know, the day that they found him. Yeah. I mean, it's like they knew where to go. I don't know. It's so shady. All of it is just very bizarre. And still, no word about, you know, Gabby Petito and her family. Like, it just, it's that he's... Everything has become the focus on Brian Laundry, and, you know, and tragically, he murdered his fiance for no reason, and no one's talking about that anymore, which is really a shame.
Well, and all those people claiming to have seen him or had interactions with him on the Appalachian Trail or in other areas other than Florida, where clearly he was there this whole time.
All right, did Joe Biden fall asleep this past week? We all had a nap. Why was this a big deal? This is at the climate summit, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a big deal because it was at the climate summit. He's the president of the United States.
Who was speaking at the time? Because I fall asleep all the time at stuff, so it depends on who's speaking.
Well, and sometimes you're not even falling asleep. You're just, you're exhausted.
Closing your eyes
and you're strained. Yeah. Have you ever had that, like, that burning sensation in your eyes? And you're like, you just need to shut them for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, Deb Abel called it embarrassing and sad. Sally Wellburn said it was boring, and she would have fallen asleep, too. And Hannah Hill said he wasn't clearly dozing off. Or no, he was clearly dozing off, but he never fully fell asleep.
He actually got more hits from his own party for falling asleep. Republicans were like, we'd fall asleep, too, in a climate summit.
All right, one way or the other. All right, and then there was the question about people trusting medical advice, and 100% of the people responding said they trusted their own doctor.
Yeah, talk about a stupid question. Would you trust the government for your medical advice or your own primary care physician? 100% said they would rather trust their own.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which is a massive part of President Biden's economic agenda. The other half of the agenda, the Build Back Better bill, was not voted on. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains.
Some members want more clarification or validation of numbers that have been put forth, that it's top line, that it is fully paid for, and we honor that request.
She said they agreed to a procedural vote, which will ensure the spending bill will be passed after they get the proper numbers.
Before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting, as, I don't know, as that's how long it takes. And as we do, then we'll have a Thanksgiving gift are for the American people.
This is USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to host the Biden administration's first meeting of the National Space Council on December 1st. She'll be accompanied by NASA Administrator Bill Nelson and officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the U.S. Geological Survey. Harris will also present pictures from the Landsat 9 Earth mission for the first time. The satellite launched in September. Landsat 9 is collecting data to help with water use, drought effects, and agricultural planning. It's the latest launch in a series of satellites that have provided data on the Earth's forests, oceans, farms, and freshwater systems for nearly 50 years. This is Harris's first high-profile event as the head of the National Space Council, and the upcoming meeting is close to marking 1 year since the council convened last on December 9th of 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV Overview. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, our morning program through the week. A lot of the same stations that carry that carry the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And this is the ancillary, I guess we would call this a comparative hour. A complimentary or composite hour, whatever, but it goes with the territory. Michael Harrison comes in every week and goes through the list, and we talk about things going on in the world of news talk radio. Our discussions here are specifically about the issues, and I want to there's a countdown extra that I just want to mention because I think it's important. It might or might not have made it if it had happened earlier in the week. The story of David Morris, a Maryland man who was wrongly convicted back in 2004 of a murder he did not commit. Yet another long list of people that have gone to jail, and who knows how many have been executed for reasons that were not proper. So this fellow's 36 years old. He just left jail, didn't talk about anything. He was sentenced to life in prison in November of 2005. Jury deliberated for 2 days. He was convicted as a teenager for the murder of a man who in Baltimore was shot 3 times. And then, through the years, there have been people working with what they call the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project to get him out of jail, because apparently it was pretty easy. And now newly tested DNA taken from the victim's clothing excluded him completely as the killer. Matter of fact, they identified somebody else. So I guess how would you feel?
So how many years was he in jail?
17.
Jeez. Ugh. I don't know. That's 17 years of your life gone.
Yeah.
Does even suing for some kind of financial gain equal that life loss?
No, they usually do sue, and they usually get money.
Yeah, but it worth it? Is exactly. It worth the 17 years of your life gone?
Yeah. How does it get to be that bad? How is the system? And these things happen all the time. And we think when you watch the crime shows on TV that it's just television. But they usually recount stories like this that happen over and over and over and over and over again. And unfortunately, it's one of the things that fuels the Black Lives Matter movement, because most of the people that are wrongly convicted are black, especially in a place like Baltimore. I mean, this kind of goes with the territory. And that may sound like a pretty strident comment from me, but I've lived and worked in Baltimore, and I got no use. It's one of the places that I like the least in our country, mostly because of some of my experiences that I had while I was working there. I don't know. All right. So,
well, the Innocence Project, though, was started by John Grisham, the author. Mm-hmm. And so he had witnessed, he used to be an attorney, and then before becoming a best-selling author. And so, having witnessed so many different, you know, crimes where someone was wrongly accused, and he wrote about it. So then he started the Innocence Project, and they've worked with Kim Kardashian. They've worked with Van Jones. They've gotten a lot of people released, you know, when they've actually been able to exonerate them. So God bless the work they do, you know. I mean, it's horrible that we have to have so many checks and balances for our system, which is so broken.
That part of the system really broken, and it just fuels, again, all these black podcasts, all the people who are, up in arms about the way
black people are treated.
White
people are outraged, too, you know.
No, I'm saying that it fuels all of these. The focus on this, and people who say, well, no, it's not really that bad. Well, you know what? It really is.
Yeah.
It's really pretty bad, and it's really, there's no excuse for it other than prejudice and bad police work. And sometimes they go hand in hand. So all the people who say, oh, there you go again on the police. No, they're good police
well,
and they're bad police,
just
like anything else.
To be honest, it's not also just the police. They look at someone like Kamala Harris, who's now sitting as the vice president. She threw a ton of people in jail and threw away the key because she wanted to get her numbers up as the attorney general in California. She was very ambitious. And so anyone that was in her way, she wanted to toss it. And so she had to look at that point tough on crime. So she took black people who were in there for low-level drug offenses, and she just kept prosecuting. So it's nice. We can blame police all we want, but you also have to look at the politicians who aren't really doing the right
thing.
Disagree. She didn't do anything to fix crime in California. She just threw a bunch of people in jail.
Yeah.
Crime still stunk.
Right. She's one of the biggest frauds in American politics in my lifetime.
But around the country, we hear these stories all over and over and over of prosecutors who just wanted the record, and they didn't care. As long as they had a suspect, that's it. That's the guy planting evidence.
Through.
I mean, all throughout the South, it's like one story after another. It's horrible.
Yeah. It just irks me watching someone, and I'm using her as an example, but there are plenty on both sides of the aisle, I am sure. But, you know, the fact that she comes out and says that she's a big advocate for women and minorities, she's not. She's someone who put a lot of minorities in jail, probably more than any other attorney general in the state of California. And when it comes to women and kids,
she's such a fraud.
She made a deal and let all those Catholic priests just skate because it wasn't politically profitable for her. She let the mayor of San Diego, who had the same campaign management than she did, let him fly, even though he was like assaulting women. Crazy.
Ugh. All right, one of the other quickies here that's not in the top 10 is the fact that we're turning back the clock this weekend. As you listen to the program, it's what is it, fall back, spring ahead. So a lot of people making a lot of noise about the clock and the time and daylight savings time and all that sort of thing. So if you don't like it, have you written to your congressman? Because they're the ones that would have the power to change things and make it.
I hate to use California as another example, but we passed a ballot initiative that said we wanted to get rid of daylight savings time. The way that it was written, it says it gives the legislature control of when they want to end daylight savings time. So we voted on it. It passed like overwhelmingly, and now the legislature just has the power to do something. So even if you're right,
I mean, what does it need? Like, what would it really take for this to just go away on a federal level?
Oh, Arizona did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, Arizona.
That's the other state.
You can't make it federal because it's state by state, but you could just have the states do it. Like, let's do it all together.
But it's
Alaska does it too, don't they?
It's under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, though, so there must be some federal
angle. For what reason? Nobody knows. Why is it under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, like TSA and Homeland Security? Huh? What is that?
Yeah,
how does that make
I know.
Any sense?
Because it's one of those things that goes back to, like, World War II. that just never got adjusted or readjusted. Yeah, it's weird.
But there must be
some federal component then if the Department of Transportation governs that.
Crazy
Mayor
stuff.
Pete, where are you?
Yes. Yeah. A couple people on social media were saying, hey, just can't we just do 30 minutes and then it splits the difference? So let's fall back 30 minutes and then just keep it that way. If
that's
the
not
whole
a bad
hour
idea.
Thing is like such an issue, yep. Let's go 30 minutes.
All right, number three this week on the countdown is a focus on COVID, vaccines, masks, mandates, that sort of stuff. And in the hot seat is Aaron Rodgers, who's a quarterback for the Packers, who's not vaxxed. And apparently he was on with Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and Kimmel unloaded on him big time.
Well, he's essentially been lying. I mean, he told the press in August that he used the word immunized, and that's what he told the press. And so at the time, everyone was like, oh, okay, he's vaccinated. And he has not been following any of the protocols that unvaccinated players need to follow. So everyone's been under the impression that he was vaxxed and fine, and now he's got COVID, and he's got to miss this game, and now the NFL has to investigate what's been going on. So I don't know, but it is behind the scenes, apparently his fiance, who they're rumored to be broken up, so I'm not sure if they're still together.
Is that Shailene Woodley?
Shailene Woodley, yeah, is his was I his just, fiance last time we checked.
But. I don't know how much I buy all that. I mean, he's a guy who wanted to switch teams. He's a guy who has a ton of money, has to protect his contract. I mean, I know women influence men all the time, but I don't know the dragging
that she got on social media. Yeah, it's unfair.
Not necessarily appropriate. I think he wants
to screw over the Packers.
And I find it really funny that people are more outraged about Aaron Rodgers lying about his COVID vaccine than they are about the player who ran through a woman at 150 miles per hour while he was drunk and under the influence.
Oh.
I mean, it's so bizarre what we get upset about these days.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers will probably be okay. He will survive COVID. He'll be all right. He shouldn't have lied. I get it. That's a bad thing. He shouldn't have done that. But here's a guy who made a decision to get into a car and drive at 150 miles per hour while he had his blood alcohol two times over the legal limit and ran through a 23-year-old woman. Come on.
Killed her and her dog. RAV4. Yeah, in Vegas at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right, so a couple of other things here with regard to COVID, the continuing fight between Rand Paul and phony Fauci seems to have gotten more ink and attention this week, and I don't know if there's any new there.
I'm so sick of
them going at each other. They had another hearing.
Yeah.
Well, because now all the evidence is out that Fauci absolutely did what I've been talking about here on the DJV program for a long time and on this program, where he funneled money to the EcoHealth Alliance, to Peter Sarzak, and then back the EcoHealth Alliance sent money to the Wuhan lab. They were testing gain-of-function research. And, by the way, some new little revelation, they didn't even stop after we knew about the COVID pandemic. It kept going for months before they finally ultimately shut it down. And so Rand Paul is saying, you know, you're going to keep doing this kind of thing. Who's to say there's not going to be another pandemic coming down the pike because of all the stupid stuff you're doing to rip apart a virus to try to create some sort of, like, you know, basically a scratch.
They were trying
to
reverse engineer it, basically.
And so,
I get that.
But how appropriate is it? And so now what they're doing is changing the definition of gain-of-function research. If you look at all of these sites, they've started changing the definition. And so Rand Paul says, we're not idiots over here. Like, we've all seen what the definition was and what it is today. And he said, you're doing it to cover your you-know-what. And he didn't say you-know-what. He actually used the donkey
Fed.
Word.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cover your mule.
He's probably right.
All right. Moderna has lowered the expected number of its COVID vaccine doses that will be delivered this year. Supposed to be 1 billion doses. Now it's down to 800 million. Think about those numbers. They have, how many are Pfizer providing? Anybody know what the number is?
I don't know. Pfizer, because they've just been ahead in the schedule overall, Pfizer has sent more doses around the world. Moderna has been, you know, behind. I don't know what they're supposed to
do. For those of you who wonder how much it costs the taxpayer, it's $21 a dose for Moderna and about $15.50 or so a dose for Pfizer. So the Pfizer is cheaper by $6. Imagine, though, multiply these by the millions and billions of shots that have been given, and you got a lot of money. Lots and lots of money. the administration.
$30 billion, $60 billion this year. There was some crazy number that Pfizer earned this year.
Right.
All from the government.
Yeah. Speaking of the government, the Biden administration has set a January 4th deadline for its private sector vaccine mandate. How is that going to affect businesses, one wonders? I thought they were going to kind of loosen it up a little bit because some of the businesses
the
are just saying.
Have already started.
It's
going to be interesting. So the ruling is that if you have 100 people or more, you have to require a vaccine, proof of vaccine for people to work for you, or you have to do a weekly test. But now you've got challenges from the private sector coming in, from companies that are suing, and several states have joined together to sue as well.
All right. We have about 60 seconds here for the elections. What happened that was upsetting? The GOP seems to have done well, better than was predicted. So that's the way it is, right? It's at Virginia and wherever else was there?
New Jersey. Governor Murphy won re-election.
Okay.
But it was very close.
The top stories this week, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week we're together and I take time to actually go through the list so you know what we're talking about in order from number 10 to number 1 in the story list. The relationship we have with China is at 10. Situation of the weather and climate, 9. The abortion discussions before the Supreme Court, number 8. Immigration problems, number 7. The January 6th investigation, number 6. Number 5 is air rage and violence in general. Number 4, the Biden budget and what it's going to create in terms of inflation. Number 3, COVID. Number 2, politics and, the way that we're playing into the hands of those people who want to talk about race relationships all the time. And number 1, the results of this past Tuesday's elections in various places around the country. Top 10 stories from Talkers. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 1-1. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details.
Doug Steffen here with a list of the people that are ancillary to the top stories. So each week we have the story list and the people list. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Person at number 10 is Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I always say I'm not going to use his name. The president of the big duper from China. Number 8, Dan Bongino. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi is 6. A combo of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema at number 5. They seem to have been in the top list for a number of weeks now. Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. She runs the CDC. Fauci will be having a hearing before the Congress this week. Trump is 3. The new governor Virginia Glenn Youngkin is 2, and Joe Biden is 1 on the people list this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to do our weekly review of the hot hits in terms of technology. The Tech Talk portion of the program gives us 5 big stories from the week. Victoria Keelan is here to give us the overview, starting at 5 with the new oven that cooks a turkey very well, apparently, yes.
Apparently very, very well. Yeah, the reviews are in, and they are really good for GE Appliance's new Turkey Mode. If you have one of the smart ovens, you are getting this automatic software update. As long as your oven is, you know, hooked up to your Wi-Fi, you'll get this over the Wi-Fi update. And Turkey Mode is brand new, and all you do, it's pretty amazing, actually. They tested over 2,000 turkeys to make sure that it was cooked perfectly every time. You don't have to brine it, you don't have to season it, nothing. You just pop it into a cold oven, and depending on if it's a big turkey, like 20 pounds or 12 pounds, whatever it is, and the oven will cook it perfectly for you, and will also make a sound that says gobble gobble when the turkey is done. So.
All right, 4 has a Yahoo focus.
Yeah, Yahoo ended its services in China this week because they said the increasingly challenging business and legal environment in China. Essentially, Yahoo is the latest U.S.-based tech company to stop offering services in China because the government there is just ridiculously strict over internet businesses and information that's always censored, and it's just, you know, typical China. So Yahoo basically said that they just can't operate their business anymore with all of those restrictions. So every news story that they post gets taken down. It's a whole mess, and so everything's redacted and censored. So LinkedIn actually was another big company a couple weeks ago that also pulled the plug on doing business in China for the same reason. They said that they were just trying to operate as a network for people to look for jobs, and everything, the Chinese government stepped in and censored everything, and it just turned into a big chaotic mess. And so LinkedIn has now pulled out as well.
Huh. 3, Facebook.
Oh, I know. It's like, which Facebook story do I choose? Because there were so many. There have been so many in the last couple of weeks. The big one this week is that Facebook has said that they plan to eliminate the facial recognition system in the coming weeks. They said many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society. As we know, it's very controversial. And so essentially, they're going to delete more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. And so they say that, you know, in the future, they find that there will be a place for facial recognition technology, but as of right now, it's something that too many people are unhappy with, and so they're going to eliminate it. And who knows? I mean, we also know Facebook cannot be trusted. So as soon as they say they're going to delete all of the billion faces, who knows if they're actually going to do it?
Exactly. Number two, the new bug fix mandate from the administration.
Yep, so the Biden administration is requiring civilian federal agencies to fix hundreds of cybersecurity flaws as part of their new directive from the newly formed Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency called CISA. Right now, they have 200 known threats that cybersecurity experts have discovered between 2017 and 2020, as well as 90 more new flaws that were just found this year. And so now they've put everybody on notice. They've got 6 months to patch these threats up and just 2 weeks to fix the new ones, and they're not messing around. And as we know, you know, whether it's the Microsoft Exchange server flaw that unveiled 30,000 U.S. government and commercial organizations' emails, we know the SolarWinds that was hacked by Russia. It's been crazy that these companies have not patched these gigantic security holes yet. But so the CISA will be on top of that from now on.
Number one this week. Social media platforms not happy with Apple.
Yeah, this was an interesting story. This was an investigation by the Financial Times found that Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube lost just under $10 billion in revenue following Apple's changes to their privacy practices. So this was last year. Apple announced the App Tracking Transparency, ATT policy, that requires apps to ask for your permission to track your data. Seems like that would be a normal thing to do, but Apple is actually the only company that is allowing their users to have some control over that. So the policy went into effect in April of this year, and if you have an iPhone, every single time you go onto a new app or open it up, it will say, you know, do you want to ask us to not track? And you have that option now. And so apparently they track you so much that it's cost them $10 billion in revenue. So all the social media platforms now have to rebuild their infrastructure and be a little more clever with how they track you.
Huh. All right. There it is. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.